At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
I should start by welcoming you in to another edition of In the Loop. Happy Wednesday to you. It is indeed Wednesday, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yep. The problem is the more that we talk about this running thing, the more that I think we're actually going to have to do it, which is the worst part of it.
I'm kind of getting mad.
I like it in theory. I even kind of appreciate that people think that I'll be, you know, pretty good at this. I hate having to actually back it up.
I know I have it in me to at least beat Sean, but my knees and my back, I'll be in traction for a week.
Yeah.
I'll be in traction for a week.
That should be part of the scoring system. Yeah. How do you feel the week?
How long is the bounce back?
I can tell you. That's why I stopped. That's why I stopped running.
Well, you know, it'd be a great sales opportunity because a massage company would have to just come through and get us all right, because otherwise we'd take the week off. The whole week of programming after would be off because none of us would be able to get back up.
You know what? I'm trying to think right now. If it's me racing Lopez, would I rather beat Lopez and Lopez feel fine afterwards, or would I rather lose to Lopez but he's in traction for a week? What would I gain more satisfaction?
Oh, the latter.
I think the latter.
The latter.
That's not true, John.
Kind of is.
Fair enough. All right. Let's get going on a Wednesday. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. You guys are already answering the question of the day. We'll get to that at 1040. But also, another way to get involved is courtesy of the Moak Harem Injury Lawyers live stream. On the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. And ladies and gentlemen, I say this with actually a lot less satisfaction than I would hope. Mm-hmm. We have a 53-man roster for your Houston Texans.
We do.
And the reason
for now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because there is a number of oddities on this that really leans into the Nick Caserio kind of perspective of, we don't view this as a 53-man. Mm-hmm. We view this as a, 70-man roster with the additional 17 practice squads. And it makes sense because some of the stuff that happened really caught me by surprise. Now, of course, you could just look at this and go, all right, some of these things might say something about these guys. What were your interpretations from the final 53-man roster that we actually got yesterday?
Five things came to mind immediately. And I'm just going to go down the list. This is in no particular order. I got their final 53 like you did, like everybody saw. And I saw three quarterbacks.
It'd be weird if you had a different 53.
That'd be hilarious. Like, let's send Lopez.
Wait, how did you get a bootleg 53-man roster? Where did that come from?
Wait a minute, mine has Russ Yeast. No. So three quarterbacks. That's not going to be the case, I don't think, for long. Well,
you sure?
He's going to be on the 53. But here, this is my interpretation of it. Graham Mertz was good enough, especially in the last preseason game, that the Texans believed someone would get him. someone would pick him up. It's a quarterback, needy league. He's a rookie. He was good. He clearly is smart. So they had to keep him. They had to put him on the 53 because I think they were worried that he might end up somewhere else. That's number one.
I think you go further than that. If it, mm-hmm. it's beyond just, sorry, he was solid or whatever. I think they view him as the heir apparent to back up for C.J. Stroud.
Ultimately, yes. That's part of it. 100%. But I think they were worried.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think they were worried.
I mean, that would be the reason why you mm-hmm. ultimately keep him on the 53, man, yeah. is that you don't think you can get him to the practice squad because quarterback is the place where you absolutely are fine with getting a guy to the practice squad because of the emergency quarterback thing. You mm-hmm. can save yourself a valuable roster spot
yes.
by having your third quarterback actually be on the practice squad, and you could just elevate him when you need him as an emergency quarterback. Mm-hmm. That is an incredible rule to help this team out. But they decided – now, we don't want to go that route for fear that he gets, that waivers end up taking him somewhere else. Mm-hmm. But I think you do that not just because you like him, but because you go, we have one more year of Davis Mills on this contract. I don't know that you pay for Davis Mills to continue to be the backup.
Yeah.
We need to have somebody that we feel has this system down pat and not just go next year and find somebody in the offseason. And it feels like they're mm-hmm. grooming Graham Mertz to be that.
No, that is absolutely the case. The second thing that jumped out, and I'm just going down the list. British Brooks, man. I had a hunch the whole
Reggie
time.
Was over here hating. And British Brooks said, I don't care about it, man. Yeah. I'm going to be on this roster.
No Jakob, and British Brooks makes the squad. I was actually kind of happy for him, not because I was predicting that he might make the squad, but the guy was here last year and proved himself. And, I think that was ultimately the final check, the box that they checked. He's been here. They didn't change. I mean, they changed offenses, but not special teams very much. It's the same system, same thing they're doing on special teams. So that was number two.
And he's a standout special teamer. It's really not just good. That he's, he knows the system. Mm-hmm. He makes plays and he makes hits. Mm-hmm. And being able to do that on special teams matters. Like, when you don't have those guys, that's when you give up an additional 15 yards on returns. He goes, he gets down the field, he makes mm-hmm. hits. And then it seems like they have a level of respect with him in offense. I don't know how much he'll factor in, but special teams, he keeps showing up.
Yeah.
And it's not easy to show up on special teams. So I do.
No.
I think that's
especially all special teams, which I thought all along was going to help him.
Especially, and they lost a couple of those guys that you would go, are they going to be special teams aces?
Yeah.
So I get that to some respect to, give somebody for Frank Ross to have that side of the ball look good.
Third thing, and I know you're going to have some thoughts on this, 7 wide receivers, including Justin Watson. Interesting to me. I thought Berrios would make the squad. He did. But Justin Watson is the 7th wide receiver. A little bit of a surprise there, especially as you combine it with 2 tight ends.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
That's the thing, right? We've leaned into the notion of former tight end coach Nick Caley and He loves him some 12 personnel and having those two tight end sets. Mm-hmm. Is he going to go crazy with it and get three tight end sets? All that. You have two tight ends on the roster as of right now. Mm-hmm. Now, I do wonder if there's a third one. Is it a Luke Lachey on the practice squad? Is mm-hmm. it a Irv Smith who maybe gets in there? Is it a Harrison Bryan returning at some point? Like, these are all possibilities because, again, this initial 53-man roster ain't even the 53-man roster you're going to see for week one of the season in, right. what is that, 11 days or whatever? So that is understood. But even with that, you would need to figure out what's happening. And it seems like they're leaning into the idea that, hey, we have a lot of wide receivers that we trust, and we're like, they might utilize them, right? Mm-hmm. That even if they find a way to get another tight end on the roster or maybe a practice squad with call-ups, you would have to get rid of a wide receiver in the future if you wanted to do some level like balancing of this, I imagine.
Right.
This seems like it says something about how they like these wide receivers, which I think is easy to get to because mm-hmm. there's reason to like all seven of them. But maybe even more so, how Nick Caley maybe intends to use them.
Absolutely, that's it.
And yeah. I am intrigued by that because, again, I've had questions about how much this line is holding up for longer durations, for more deep developing routes if they do that. And I feel like that might be more. You might be more inclined to do some of that if you have three wide receiver formations or four wide receiver formations that might come up.
I always say it, man. Watch what they do, not what they say. And what they did was they had seven wide receivers. That leads right into the versatility that you're going to have with these wide receivers. You know, maybe even in the backfield occasionally, you know, as decoys or not. And then the two tight ends, very bizarre to me. That could change, probably will change at some point. Nevertheless. And then the last thing.
Wait, real quick before you get that mm-hmm. in. From the 281, you got to remember Justin Watson played a lot of tight end sets in Kansas City. I mean, okay.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe even, you know, use them that way.
Watson is one guy. Xavier Hutchinson, yeah. we've seen kind yeah. of in maybe some like big slot situations. Maybe those kind of mm-hmm. are the alterations here. But it is still kind of notable, worthwhile.
And then the last thing. 10 defensive linemen, including both Tommy Togiai and Folo Fatukasi, which to me was a little bit, I don't know if that struck you as odd, but it was a little bit to me.
I mean, that's a lot. I mean, what
that's
is
a lot?
Well, 10 defensive linemen, mm-hmm. plus there's still guys on your injured reserve that mm-hmm. stand to come back. This, again, feels like we're not done here. Mm-hmm. We just can't. We are unwilling to let go yeah. of what happens. And it's just they're not really too much respecters of that 53-man mm-hmm. number is ultimately what I took away from the large part of this is we just want to see by hook or by crook mm-hmm. If we there can we keep as many of the guys that we like, and we'll figure out how to finagle it once we get to playing football. And as we continue playing football, because another part of this, in addition to the idea that you have these weird numbers of, you know, guys in various rooms, which I guess weird is kind of a judgmental term that I don't necessarily want to use there.
Yeah.
They also have I think this is a official term, a metric bleep load of dudes in injured reserve situations and stuff that very well could end up coming back in various places. Like, I think that those also are interesting that, or guys that that feel like wink, wink, will get you back here somehow, some way.
Yeah.
It feels like there's just so many more of those opportunities for this roster to morph and change, not just before the first week of the season, but in the first 4, 5, 6, 7 mm-hmm. weeks of the season, I could still see a lot of machinations
Absolutely.
Happening
Absolutely.
That changes this roster.
And then I'm curious your thoughts on this one as well, because my initial thought was I'll be dog. CJ Gardner-Johnson is on the 53, so he's going to be around. Now,
yeah.
I don't know when. But he's going to be around.
And I think I resigned myself to that when, after the scary injury that we were like, oh, is this going to take him out for the season or
yeah.
a majority of the season or at least the first four games? Very quickly, when it was like, actually, we escaped the scariest parts of this.
Mm-hmm.
And the, you know this as a reporter. Reporters will report what they can actually stand behind.
Mm-hmm.
But they might get some more information that maybe influences the way that they color
right.
a report.
Right.
The coloration of the reports that we got with CJ Gardner-Johnson was like, oh, yeah, no, he could play week one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that might have been they're kind of looking for him to play week one. We'll see, because you don't want to say that definitively. Maybe I haven't gotten reports that could put me in that place, but it looks good. And as of right now, it feels like it looks really good. I mean, even Casario today, and we'll get to some
yeah.
of the things that he said
yeah.
in his meeting with the Assembly Media, he said, like, there's still, like, what, 10, 11 days till mm-hmm. the game? We'll mm-hmm. see what it looks like for him, which, again, seems to be like they're putting him in place for possibly week one or at the very latest week two to play for your team.
Yeah, no, and it surprises me. I mean, we saw the injury. We saw, you know, the reaction, et cetera. That dude must be made out of rubber or something, because it looked a lot worse than it's going to end up being. Then we also saw him, even though he was wearing a brace, you know, we saw him walking around on the practice field, what, 4 or 5 days later? He was already out on the practice field walking around during one of the joint practices. And just as far as like a sweeping take of the entire 53, you know, if you like, you look at it all, you sort of absorb it and you look at it all, I feel like we're kind of shortchanging this, what this offense might be, you know, because we're not going to have Joe Mixon, obviously. I think the depth of this offense, the fact that they kept all those wide receivers, all those running backs, I think they're feeling pretty good about it. Either they were going to lose them or they feel pretty good about the guys that they have on the offense.
One more time for me.
I just feel like this offense, we probably shortchanged it mm-hmm. a little bit, the confidence level that they have in running the ball and their wide receivers, because that's a lot of them. Their skill positions are deep.
They are. Yeah. They are. Quantity does not inherently mean quantity, though, or quality, rather. But, I mean, they like a lot of these guys, and you can see why. Like, it's not like they're deluding themselves with these guys. You've seen, with all the guys that they keep running back-wise, you've seen them, for the most part, Dameon Pierce is the one that I think more recently that you go,
yeah,
what are we seeing? But, yeah. I mean, again, we've seen at least him be at the level that you want at some point in his career, and maybe they're chasing that. Mm-hmm. We can debate that at another point. But you've seen these guys, these various running backs deliver, and so it's not a stretch. It's just interesting when you, again, if you were looking at what we'd imagine to be a finished 53-man roster, like fully polished and ready to go for the entirety of the season, you got some numbers that kind of fluctuate in an interesting way. But I think I'm a lot more confident knowing kind of the way that they have, and knowing also the way that they view this, and that they're going to have practice squad, and they're going to make most of the use of those three call-ups for a practice squad, and they're going to, you know, move guys around on the roster. I feel good about the depth that they're establishing in damn near all of the roster.
Yeah.
It's just now, right, you figure out that depth, you have your starters largely kind of figured. Now it's just, how do you play the football games? Because that's all that remains. Like, what does the offense actually look like in these football games?
Yeah.
How much better can the defense actually be? For how much more can you wring? No, not even worry, but how much more can you wring out of what was already a really good defense?
Sure.
Those are the questions that really matter as we start to move forward, because those are the questions that are going to determine your altitude as a team. Are you going to be a team that just wins the AFC South again, maybe one game and out again? Or are you going to be a team that pushes now further into that tournament and maybe into the upper echelon of the AFC?
Yeah.
A lot of things are happening with your Houston Texans. We're starting to get an idea somewhat about what this team will be for week one, Los Angeles Rams, on the 7th of September. But coming up next, Nick Caserio talked to the media about the 53-man cut down. There were some interesting things, including what he did not say about Joe Mixon. We'll talk about that more next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.